Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 18th of January, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
Now,
happy Monday.
And to you. Now, Charlotte's here from Media Monday, as we do occasionally here on Daily Observations. And part of the reason that we have Media Monday news to discuss is because we have something really interesting that happened last Friday. We found out it was going to be official.
Let's call it Friday. Time is meaningless concept now. Yeah, so let's go Friday.
What even is time? So we'll say Friday.
Cool.
Yeah, so go ahead and tell us about what went down on
right.
Friday.
So yes, what happened was the much discussed, much delayed, much wrangled over Google Fitbit deal is done. Google now, as far as I'm aware, officially owns Fitbit. It's done. The company's put up stuff on their websites confirming the deal was done. It's worth about $2.1 billion. It's done.
All right.
But why is this about media, Kelly and Charlotte, you might ask? Well,
that's an excellent question.
It is. And so that, there was all the usual deal stuff. And the obvious conclusion to draw from this is, oh, Google saw Apple is doing fitness stuff. It didn't build. It's got like it didn't want to build a whole thing. It bought Fitbit, which is a perfect. No, I think that is the right think conclusion to draw. And I think that's probably part of it. It knows Apple is big in the health and wellness space, so it got involved. But I think there is also a content and media part to this, because what else does Alphabet Google own?
YouTube.
It owns YouTube. And what do lots of people do on YouTube? Fitness classes.
Workout classes, yeah. Now, see, the interesting thing to me in this was I just sort of thought that this was going to be... it was sort of the last bastion of location data that Google didn't have their hands on yet. And so, like, honestly, this could have been a show for Media Monday. It may still be a show for Security Friday. But that was the thing I thought was, like, this is a bunch of information about that. You know, like, this is a bunch of information that Google doesn't have that Google would like to get their hands on, and now they got their hands on it. So here we are.
Sort of. I mean, Google obviously has a lot of location, you know, it can access, you can give it location data and for health and wellness. It has that stuff built into it. So it didn't immediately strike me as a data collection sell to advertisers story, although obviously every place that Google has its your eyeballs, it can do that. I understand it. Felt to me more like this is a service that Apple does and we know is going to be in that space. We can take it on.
Yeah.
Now, the easiest way to do that is to spend $2.1 billion. But a thing I do find it interesting that I think because of the size and scale of a company like Google, Alpha, you know, the parent company Alphabet is a more accurate description. It has access to things that, say, a pure fitness app can't. So I'm aware that people who use, say, Peloton is the best example of this. People really like certain instructors on Peloton, don't they? And they get kind of, there's sort of personalities and stuff around those. And YouTube already has those characters.
Yes.
And Fitbit already has a Fitbit premium service. I can very much see all of this coming together. And I think... It will be a thing. I don't know if it will beat Fitness Plus, but it will be a content media offering that makes it challenge.
Because there's a number of these,
and I think that's interesting.
There's a number of these out there, sort of these on-demand workout services. It's almost like streaming services, right? Like everybody just builds their own instead of using someone else's. So Nordic Track, which is a local company to me, they have iFit. Which they use, and there's another company called Echelon, which is sort of doing less expensive Peloton work, as a service. Buy the hardware and then you sign up for their on-demand classes, or you can join live classes. And then of course Peloton, which has everything that they're doing. So I can absolutely see Google getting into this.
I think the comparison with the streaming service is a really good one, in the way, you know, it's sort of adjacent to this, you know, something like Masterclass, which has high profile people.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's like, it's not quite TED Talks. It's, you know, you're meant to learn, but it's, again, it's about a content. It's a content offering as much as it's an education offering.
Right.
And I can see fitness in general moving to that. We already commented on the very high production values and that kind of thing around Fitness Plus. And I can see Google's access to YouTube health and well-being and fitness creators fitting into its work with Fitbit.
Yeah. And that to me is the clear advantage that, at least again, to me, from where I'm sitting, this is the clear advantage that that Google would have in this sort of service, because I signed up for Fitness Plus. I am enjoying it. I'm doing them regularly, but I didn't know who any of these instructors were, like outside of Fitness Plus. Like, I don't know who any of these people are. And I'm not saying that's bad or anything. Like, maybe they're big deals in fitness and I'm just not that far enough down a fitness rabbit hole. I know that will surprise people. I'm not super up on the fitness industry.
You're an elite athlete, Kelly Gaumont. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, from the wrist down, because I can type over 100 words a minute. That's the only, like, athletic skill I have, I assure you. But like that's the thing that Google has the advantage in, is that they have these people that people are following because of the personality, like because of the profile of that particular person. So
hi yoga with Adrian.
I was just gonna say your example, because I was like, well, obviously Google bought Fitbit because they want, you know, location and habit data for people, and you said Google offering Yoga with Adrian as their own Fitness Plus, and I went, oh, that totally makes sense, because lots of people are gonna be into that already. And so, like, if you're already doing Yoga with Adrian and now you have the opportunity to further support Yoga with Adrian, because if you pay $5 a month you get access to all of Google's classes or whatever, then cool. I also kind of want to
think that's right. Yeah, I think it'll be part of it, but I can see this being an element.
Oh, yeah. And I think the other piece of the Google deal that's interesting to me is what this does for the hardware, specifically because of conversations you and I had in the days before you had an Apple Watch, where you said, I just want a Fitbit. I don't need a whole thing on my arm.
Well, and what I actually said was, what I want is Apple to make a Fitbit.
Yes, that is what you said.
No, and then they made the Apple Watch SE, so I was really happy.
Yeah.
Because that's basically a souped up, like, it's a Fitbit with more stuff made by Apple. And that was perfect for me.
Right. And then, but the thing that I was thinking about was, because one of the reasons that you just wanted an Apple-flavored Fitbit, if you will, is because you weren't necessarily super interested in all the rest of the stuff, in all of the other things. Like, yes, those things are great, but there are, I think, a lot of people in the same boat. Like, the example I can think of is the Kindle, right? So there's the Kindle Fire that you can get that has a color screen and you can play games, and it's and it's an internet tablet device. And then there's the Kindle that's like the regular, you know, reading Kindle, like a Paperwhite or an Oasis.
Yeah.
And all it does, you know, like, it's e-ink. All it does is books. It's very singularly focused. And I think there are a lot of people who might want a Fitbit and that's it. Right. And so, like, I had a Fitbit for a long time. I really liked my Fitbit. Until it wouldn't integrate with the health app that Apple had given me. And then I found all these other pedometer apps that would track my steps every day that did integrate with the health stuff on my phone. And so I just started using those and quit wearing my Fitbit every day. And I wonder, I feel like that market of, like, I don't need a whole Apple Watch, but like $100 or $150 Fitbit is a really good option for me. So,
and maybe you get 3 months of a free premium service
you probably get 3 months with all of them, but like if you buy the nicer ones, like the Fitbit Charge, I think it's called, or whatever, that does,
yes, that's the most like other the Apple things. Watch, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like a $250 device, I think. A friend of mine was shopping for one recently, and I think that's what it came out to be. It was like about $250. And I think, you know, and maybe that comes with a little bit more, right? Because it's a more fully featured device. Maybe you get 6 months with that or something. And I'm very curious where this ends up going as a competitor. And part of the reason is because for long time listeners of me rattling on about Apple, you will know I love when Apple gets a legitimate competitor, not just someone else who's in the same space, but maybe isn't quite doing the same thing or can't, you know, isn't quite up to Apple's level when it comes to fit and finish or design sensibility or things like that. But somebody that is a valid competitor and could come up with something that has a really strong hook for people and could be a really viable alternative that helps people in this, you know, in some specific way. And I think that's where this YouTube fitness, you know, YouTube as fitness service piece comes into that, because like people who follow Yoga with Adrienne already are going to be into that. It's going to be very easy to hook it to your Fitbit, you know, or whatever. And what that road looks like as Apple now has to compete with YouTube is going to be fascinating to watch. So
yes, I think, assuming this is the way that the progression goes, I think it could be interesting. And even if it's not that particular idea that I came up with on a Friday afternoon doesn't quite play out as I think it might, your point is still valid that this makes Fitbit an even more valid competitor to the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm. And
also, because it's Media Monday.
Yes.
And because, can we talk about Oprah?
Well, I feel... They passed a law in 96. Like, we're obligated to talk about Oprah. Like, I don't know if you have that law over there, but yes, we are legally obligated to talk about Oprah.
Okay, because more Oprah is coming to TV Plus.
I'm very excited about this.
I thought you would be. Yes. It's gone very meta. It's going to be a show on Apple TV Plus about Oprah, not by Oprah. It's going to be there's going to be a biodoc about her. I think it's going to be two-parter. It's covering kind of the world, the US, 25 years through the lens of Oprah and her talk shows.
Wow.
And I, for one, am here for it.
Oh, I'm absolutely here for it.
Yes.
That sounds super interesting. Oprah's never been real secretive about any of that, but nobody's ever sat down and told this story. Like, here's how it works. And especially, you know, from her. We haven't, like, I got this job and I did this and I did that and then I did the next thing.
She tells other people's stories, not her own. And so I think this is very clever in how this will work, and I'm looking forward to watching it. It's by the guys who made the Whitney documentary.
Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. I do think that's going to be an interesting show, because like you said, like she's told other people's stories for so long. You will hear more about this. It may not be Media Monday depending on when the episodes appear, but when it's out, we will definitely cover it. We'll give you our assessment. So yeah, absolutely. So anyway, that I think that's gonna be interesting as well. Now do we have any other TV Plus news? I don't know if we do. I'm not trying to surprise you or anything. I just don't remember.
No, I mean, we've seen the latest, there's been the latest trailer for All Mankind season 2 has dropped, and that's on its way. So that will annoy John Martellaro, so that's fine.
Okay,
so that's what,
now to bring balance to the force, I have been very much enjoying Dickinson.
Dickinson,
I know we
has
talked
been
about
good
this
season 2. Yeah,
we did talk about this on Media Plus, Charlotte's podcast. Yes. Charlotte and I recorded an episode, and we spent a fair amount of time talking about the second season of Dickinson. There are 3 or 4 episodes out now.
I think we're up to 4 now. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm not gonna spoil anything, but what I'm gonna tell you is, if you watched like the first episode or two, and the vibe of what that show is trying to do is not for you, they have not walked it back an inch in season two. So if you watch the first couple and you're like, this is not my jam, season two is not going to change your estimation. If you enjoyed season one, season two picks up and is very interesting right from the get-go. So there you go.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's a show that I feel like came like set out in a particular way to have a particular vibe, I guess, for lack of a better word, and is sticking with it, absolutely. And yeah, and I'm enjoying it. So, yes, John, we're sorry we didn't listen to you sooner. yeah, so anyway, you should also check out Charlotte's Podcast Media Plus. It is also over on themacobserver.com, and I will make sure to have a link to it in the show notes.
Yeah, on all the podcasters, we've got a very nice show coming up tomorrow. I have Zoe Kleiman from the BBC, who's a tech correspondent at the BBC, talking to us. So she has lots of interesting things to say, so I hope you will subscribe and join me for that conversation.
I am very curious to see how that sounds, so I'm absolutely looking forward to that episode. If you have feedback for us here, you can get a hold of us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, or you can leave comments in the show notes. Definitely let us know, particularly if you've been watching stuff on TV Plus, or if you got to the end of something on TV Plus, or if there's some show that's there that we've maybe mentioned but not discussed in depth because it turns out we haven't really watched it. Let us know. We definitely want to make sure, especially with the TV Plus stuff, we definitely want to make sure that we're not missing out. So give us a shout and we will definitely investigate further. You may remember Charlotte did recaps of the first season of The Morning Show. And so if there's something that you have fallen in love with that we maybe need to be keeping an eye out for, you may want to suggest that to us too. So anyway. I think that's it for us for Media Monday. Like
Happy
I said,
Monday.
Yeah. Like I said, the Google Fitbit story may pop up again on Security Friday. You know, I'm not really sure. But it's definite. Well, depending on what we hear, there's a lot of time between now and Security Friday. So in the meantime, that's going to do it for us. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming by. I always like when you're here, particularly when you have Oprah updates.
I'm official Oprah correspondent, and it's the most humbling role I've ever had. I'm so honored and humbled.
I'm just gonna make sure that you get new business cards that say senior Oprah correspondent on them. I think that'll do it. So thank you again for being here in your Monday evening. So I'm glad to know that at least part of the world survived it okay. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.